Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. Today, we're digging into Thermo Fisher Scientific's second quarter 2026 results, and Jordan, this is a genuinely strong print to sink our teeth into.
Before we get into it, quick disclaimer for everyone listening. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Right, with that out of the way, let's talk numbers. Thermo Fisher posted revenue of $11.99 billion, up 10% year over year. Adjusted operating income jumped 15% to $2.73 billion, and adjusted EPS grew 13% to $6.03 a share.
And what jumps out to me is that this wasn't a beat on cost-cutting quarter. This was a genuine top-line story. Organic revenue growth came in at 5%, which management explicitly said was about 2 points ahead of their own prior guidance. Margins expanded too. Adjusted operating margin hit 22.8%, up 90 basis points. That's the kind of quarter where basically everything worked at once.
Let's break down where that growth came from. All four end markets grew mid-single digits or better. Pharma and biotech, their biggest bucket at roughly 60% of revenue, grew mid-single digits, led by bioproduction and clinical research. Industrial and applied also grew mid-single digits, diagnostics and healthcare grew mid-single digits, and even academic and government, which has been the soft spot for a while, returned to growth, albeit low single digits.
That academic and government comeback is worth sitting with for a second. CEO Mark Casper was careful not to declare victory there. He said they want to see it more broad-based before calling it a real trend. But the U.S. turned slightly positive, Europe was actually quite strong, and interestingly, China stayed muted in that segment specifically. So it's a cautious green shoot, not a full recovery.
Speaking of China, it's about 7.5% of total revenue and grew low single digits, which is its first return to growth in a while. Casper credited that to pharma/biotech and industrial and applied demand, while academic spending there remains flat. He was clear it's not yet accretive to overall company growth, but the trajectory is improving.
Now let's talk capital moves, because there's a lot going on here. Thermo Fisher closed the Clario acquisition in late March. That's digital clinical trial endpoint data, and it had a strong first full quarter of ownership. They also closed the filtration and separation business, formerly part of 3Million/Solventum, which is showing strong demand, and they're actually adding capacity.
And on the flip side, they're divesting their microbiology business, expected to close in third quarter. That business did about $645 million in revenue in 2025. They used the anticipated proceeds to fund a $1 billion share buyback in the quarter, so essentially pre-funding the repurchase ahead of the deal closing.
That divestiture does create some near-term drag, worth flagging for anyone modeling this out. Management said it reduces 2026 revenue by about $200 million net of retained channel sales and dings adjusted EPS by about 5 cents this year, growing to roughly 15 cents dilutive in the first full year after close.
Which makes the guidance raise even more impressive because it absorbs that headwind and still goes up. New revenue guidance is $47.40 to $48.10 billion, representing 6 to 8% reported growth. Organic growth guidance moved to about 4% for the full year. They kept the 3 to 4% range, but said they now expect to land at the top of it. Adjusted EPS guidance rose to $24.93 to $25.33, a 25 cents bump at the midpoint.
CFO Jim Meyer broke down that 25 cents nicely, 30 cents from the second quarter beat itself, 5 cents from a better second half revenue outlook, offset by 5 cents from the microbiology divestiture, and another 5 cents headwind from FX moves. Acquisitions overall are now expected to contribute $1.6 billion in revenue and 32 cents of EPS for the year.
Let's get into some of the Q&A color because there were a few really specific nuggets. On bioproduction, which has been a whole industry talking point given some peers flagging customer order delays, Thermo said they saw none of that. Strong growth, no delays, and they're highlighting new tech like the DynaDrive single-use bioreactor gaining traction across the CDMO landscape.
Right, and that's a meaningful data point given the read-across concerns in the sector. Also notable, Analytical Instruments had a standout quarter, up 7% organically, driven by new product launches, the Orbitrap mass spec platforms, a new UHPLC system. Casper's line was basically, if you have relevant innovation, customers find the money, and that segment's operating margin expanded a striking 420 basis points.
On the services side, clinical research, the old PPD business, had an excellent quarter with strong bookings, and management noted there's roughly a six-month lag between bookings and revenue, so today's strong authorizations are a good forward signal. Patheon, their drug manufacturing business, had modest growth as expected, with a stronger second half tied to production and shipment timing rather than sequential quarter-over-quarter acceleration.
And on the big macro overhang questions, tariffs, drug pricing policy, reshoring, Casper's tone was notably upbeat. He described conversations with large pharma customers as focused on innovation and pipeline execution rather than anxiety about policy, saying customers have their arms around the macro factors at this point.
So, stepping back, what's the big picture for investors here?
Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
With that said, the story here is broad-based acceleration, pharma and biotech momentum building, a tentative academic recovery, successful acquisition integration, and management confident enough to raise guidance twice over while also absorbing a divestiture headwind. The key thing to watch in the second half will be whether that academic and government stabilization holds and whether China's industrial recovery continues.
And keep an eye on Patheon's shipment-driven back half and how the Clario integration keeps building out those revenue synergies Casper mentioned.
That's it for this breakdown of Thermo Fisher's second quarter 2026 results. Thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch. We'll catch you next time as more earnings season news rolls in.
Take care, everyone.